Sonic. What is up, Board 8, and welcome to another edition of the Serious Business Podcast, because the Serious Board absolutely needs Serious Podcast. I am your host, as always, Ice Hawk, and I am here to deliver the goods on the surprise live edition of the podcast. My sidekick, as sort of always, Neon Reaper.
I see my friend Moogle Koopo is in the chat. I am doing pretty well now.
2012 is the year, Neon. The number three this week, since Ed Bellis is still out.
Got the burps. Still out.
Wigs, though, is not burping, but he has stories to share tonight.
Oh, number three? Awesome. I got upgraded. I thought, what happened there?
It seems like we don't sound very good. The chat is not happy.
What's going on, man?
I don't know. Zazie said we sounded fine. Endgamer said we sounded fine. And so did, what's his face? 13.
Maybe they're just fucking with you.
Probably. I don't know. I don't care. This doesn't matter. None of this matters.
Wiggs is recording, right?
Yeah, I got it recorded.
So we're good to go. All right. Anyway, that's Xtha. What's up, Xtha?
Hey.
And joining us, as always. No, not as always. JC. Justin.
What? Oh, I forgot he was here.
What the fuck am I here?
Hi, JC.
Last time JC was here, we had a great time with him.
Didn't... I got a mic this time.
Yep. Did you enjoy last time you were on, JC?
I learned to laugh at myself.
We all enjoyed when JC was on.
We all learned to laugh with you, JC. All right, Wig. So, I made the topic like a month ago about you going on a date with this girl. And finally, tonight, it was supposed to happen. Give us the details, but don't be so long-winded this time.
Quick recap of last time. I was supposed to meet her. She starts asking me like 10 times, like, are you sure we're on? And she's like, are we going to meet? Da, da, da. We're still going to meet, right? And then she bailed. She gave like three excuses.
Give, better, give the details.
And she gave like, this is the first time. And she gave like three excuses.
Oh, okay.
And she gave like three excuses at the same time. Three different excuses. So this time, she was like in discussion with me again. And I still like didn't really care that much about her, but... she texts me again. She wants to try again for like dinner or something. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That's not what you said. You didn't say, yeah, whatever.
Actually, I might have said, well, yeah, whatever. In my head, I did. So basically, we have a bunch of like Facebook and text conversations. By the way, I hate Facebook and texting, but that's how it goes. We set up a day, and then
riveting details, Wig.
Okay, you said you wanted me to be not so long-winded, so make up your mind.
But I hated Facebook. Just so you guys know, I hate Facebook. Sorry, continue.
Okay, fine. I'm just gonna read my my log here. So Saturday last week, we set it up. We say okay, Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Later in the day, she Facebooks me and she says, "Hey, I'm free the week after next. We should set something up." I'm like, okay, I thought we just did, but then she – so I'm like, okay, let's do Tuesday. And then she Facebooks me again, and she wants to know if I have my own place, and she wants to move in with me. And I'm like, excuse me?
What?
I'm like – and I did not respond to that particular message. Anyway, a couple days go by. Then we start getting in contact again. We're like, okay, where do you want to go? How about Applebee's? She says. I'm like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Then she does the whole thing again, like, oh, we're definitely going to go, right? Yeah, we're good to go. Okay, we're good to go. We're good to go. We're good to go. So after all this, we're good to go. We're all set up Tuesday today. This Facebook conversation transpires. And okay, that's where Neon steps in.
Yeah, Neon, you can be the girl. I'll be Wigs.
God.
You never get to be yourself when you're doing dramatic greetings. Okay.
And just so you're aware, like, through this whole thing where I'm talking here, I'm already, like, pretty frustrated slash not caring from last time since I've had to put up with shit from her that I...
Oh, good. We get some fucking direction from Wiggs. That's great.
No, I'm explaining my motive.
Director Wiggs. Okay. I'm ready to go now, Wiggs.
Thanks. Is there any beat? What inflection should Neon use for the third
part? Angry. You're frustrated. All right, Neon. Let's start it off with...
Oh, so sorry to bother you again. But what area or... zip code. Any suggestions are welcome.
The letter R.
Should I search for 4 chain food place thingy? Come on, Tuesday or Wednesday. The mountains will tremble.
Is she Japanese or the Ultimate Warrior?
You sound like Volch.
That's the idea. Well,
that was the point. Okay, anyway, she's Asian, right?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's how they all sound. Anyway, here's Wiggs. Ugh. Anywhere near Cherry Hill is fine.
Oh, I still kind of think we should do it for the hell of it. I'm lonely much. And not to offend, but think how funny it would at least be. So would you maybe want to meet at the Cherry Hill Mall in the evening sometime this week? LOL.
Go faster.
How about early as tomorrow? What's that? I'm getting direction. What's this? Wiggs, am I doing this?
Yeah, you're good. You're awesome. Keep going.
Okay, thank you.
The camera loves you.
I was thinking perhaps Bahama Breeze, California Pizza Kitchen, or Seasons 52. But really, anywhere would be cool. Anyway... I think this should be fine. And here's the real puzzle. Let's just not say anything to anyone about it. I mean, I usually don't go anywhere without my phone.
What?
I'm scared I'm going to get murdered.
Okay, that is kind of confusing.
All right, so Wiggs.
I'm going to get murdered.
Wiggs says, yeah, sure. CPK at Cherry Hill Mall sounds good. On Tuesday night? 6:30?
Okay. Awesome. Tuesday at CPK at 6:30 then. LOL, no huge changing of plans. I really wanna this one down hard. But would BBB okay as well? Or... See, that's the one you need the question mark on. If you're curious, Wiggs has edited this conversation for question marks.
Yeah, I didn't want to put question marks everywhere, but otherwise everything would have a question mark.
She's like, you want to, like, talk? You're like, question mark? What does this girl mean?
All right. So now Wiggs.
I think not telling anyone about it and was kind of question mark. Personally, if I'm going to die. You know,
I don't want my friends to know I'm stooping as low as fucking Wiggs, so let's not tell anybody. All right, this is Wiggs after that interesting remark by girl. Yeah, sure, that works too.
So, just out of curiosity, not that I want to change anything or anything like that, but would 6:30 on WID work also or... not. And then we have a very brief period, and then okay, there's 3 minutes to go by, but no, I don't see what Wig said.
No, she just responded again. I didn't say anything.
Okay, nice. I'm just not exactly like, what is she replying to?
Nothing.
Okay, nice. I'm just not exactly sure what to do anymore, but we'll consult you over the phone.
So now, Wiggs, he lies apparently here.
Yeah.
I think so, but I'm not 100% sure, lie. For now, let's just say 6:30 on Tuesday, though.
Sounds like Endgamer now.
I do sound like Endgamer sometimes.
So then we get KK Man, smile. Tuesday, the day of all days, the best of all days. It is. I think that would be better. And then Wiggs lets us go for another 15 hours. No Facebook reply.
Just we're all sad.
So we still on, or am I going to be eating by myself? Sideways, smiley, frown.
Now, Wiggs. Yup. Why wouldn't we still be on? Also, FYI, I'll probably be sneezing a lot, but it's not a cold, just really bad allergies. So don't feel like you'll be getting sick from me or anything.
Why would you?
I'm not sure why I felt the need to say that. I just like.
Why? Oh, good God.
Anyway, let's.
You're upsetting Moogle Koopo.
Now it's time for Dion to finish this off with three messages in a row in a 15-minute span.
Yay, awesome. Oh, I was just making sure. Coolness. Well, don't even worry, man. I wouldn't care if you did. TTU tomorrow, dude. Smiley. P.S. I just checked the mall. Is only about 1/2 hour away me. I'm sure we'll find plenty of interesting things to talk about. I like talk about anything. LOL. It would be great to catch up. And Wiggs is clueless. He doesn't know what that means. I guess I wouldn't know either. If
check the chat. I missed three posts that came right after that. There's three more.
I don't know.
This is ridiculous. This is.
These came at, by the way, one of the times, 12:37, 1:20, and 2:59 today.
I don't know if I can keep reading. Yo, dude, what's up? Hope your day is going well. I'll probably get to the mall earlier to do some shopping today. There's some things I really need that I've been putting off buying. LOL. AKA like socks and some yoga exercise pants and a condom for your penis. Big fan.
Ad-libbing a superstar.
After I apply to a couple more jobs, I will have you inside me. and then she says, are you canceling on me? So, by the way, just wondering, do you have a G-chat?
Is that slang for a condom?
G-chat, sorry.
Where the fuck is... This girl's not from America, is she?
It's Volch. She's dating Volch.
She's Asian, but I'm not sure if she's like originally from China or if she came over here or what.
Okay, that makes it less. I mean, it's still awful, but this is less awful knowing that she's not from here.
All right. Round table now. Should this be the girl Wiggs loses his virginity to? Neon.
No.
Well, the story's not over yet. You don't know what do you want to tell you what actually happened when you got to that?
Oh yeah. Then did you guys actually?
Guys, I'm gonna cancel the live procast. You are called graphing this, right, Wiggs?
Yes, I am. Recording in progress.
Because apparently everybody else says the quality is rubbish, and they can't hear it, and they've been constantly bitching about it since it started. So I don't know. There's no sense in continuing.
Fine. Okay. Anyway, continue.
Okay. So, this is basically all that conversation took place after we were set on Applebee's Tuesday at 6:30, and she changed her mind, I guess.
Step up from McDonald's on a side note.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't care where, because like I said, you know, let her pick their place. So like you said, and one of the things, she's supposed to call me at 4, because she said she was going to the mall, and I wasn't going to answer because I was going to be at work, but... at about 4:00, I get a text. She says, are you there? Then, I guess less than 30 seconds later, she says, don't cancel, please. Like, she keeps thinking I'm going to cancel on her. But,
dude, you realize how great it would be to be having sex with this chick regularly? Because you could just be like, I don't want to have sex with you. No, don't do it!
Actually, that'd be pretty good, I must admit. If that happened, I guess I would have to reconsider. But anyway, I said I'm at work now, can't talk, see you at 6:30. Couple like 10 minutes later, she says, I'll be there, don't forget, I can cover for you.
At work?
I don't know. Is that what she meant?
I'm gonna show up.
I'm so confused.
What? She can cover you, for you at the date and have talked to herself until you show up. Okay.
I don't.
Wiggs, will you make love to me? I really think you're gonna do it with this girl, and I don't see why you wouldn't. Is she hot?
She's average.
Perfect.
That
give us a picture. We need a picture.
I'll do it after I finish, so that way.
Oh my gosh!
Can we post it? Can we post? We need this log. And we need that picture posted in the Serious Biz topic.
Yeah, sure. I'll get you guys the picture after I'm done reading all this. All
right, anyway. Sorry.
Is she better looking than Elena 82?
Ooh, I don't know.
You don't have a picture of Alana since she became very sexy, according to some people.
What people?
That's just what I remember seeing a post like, I lost a lot of weight since then.
I love when Ulti said he would have a threesome with her if she lost some weight. Just posted that at her.
When?
Oh, this must have been like 3 years ago.
Oh, right.
So anyway.
Oh, I love board eight.
It's like about an hour after she says she'll cover for me. I mean, obviously, I can't respond to that. What am I going to say? She says, blah, I'm getting...
cover your vagina with my cock.
Yeah, that's right.
My cock will blot out the sun.
She says
then we'll fuck in the shade.
About an hour later, she says, blah, I'm getting pretty tired all of a sudden. Then she says...
You're something like, don't cancel on me, please. Don't cancel on me, please.
Yeah. And she says, are you? Two separate... I don't respond. I didn't even like look at my cell phone at that point because I was still working. Then my phone rings, and I let it go to voicemail because I let like everything go to voicemail. And I listen to the message when I get off, which is like right around then anyway. And she says, "Hey, so I wanted to call." And this is what it sounded like. I'm not gonna do an impression, but I'm gonna do.
I wish you could like play the voicemail for us.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. I don't think it would work because it wouldn't work through my computer. I think I erased it already. But
just put your phone up to the mic.
I think I already erased it.
Anyway, sorry. Continue.
She said, "Hey, so I wanted to call you to see if you picked up or something. It's actually kind of funny. I wanted to call you to see if you picked up or something. It's actually kind of funny. I actually haven't left the house yet for some reason because she mumbled something. I could probably just meet you there. Okay, bye."
What a fucking lunatic.
Somebody...
I'm saying someone get this chick a B8 account and have her and Volch be the new super couple on the board.
A couple minutes later, I guess, she texts me. She says, "I don't know if I can make it today. Maybe tomorrow." Then I text her back and I say, "I can't do tomorrow." That was a lie, though. But I wanted to see what her response would be if I did that. So, done with work at 6. I call her cell phone's off. So I just drive over to the mall. It's on the way, so we'll figure why not. I get there at like 6:15. She's not there. I text her and I say, "I'm gonna be in the mall. Let me know when you're here." About half an hour later, I get a phone call from her and I answer it. And she says she can't come because she has ADD and had to do some things around the house first. And I'm like, oh, but she could get here in an hour if I felt like waiting for her.
You should have just been like, "Hey, how about I just come over to your place and I help you do some household chores?"
That would require going into Philadelphia. That's not something I'm willing to do.
Okay.
Okay, Wiggs, what if you're fucking her and she just randomly decides to do housework?
Well, I mean, if she's like doing the dishes and can you know, efficiently do the dishes while having sex, then I think that's a bonus, actually.
That's pretty good. I don't like dishes, you know?
So, Wiggs, what are you going to do next time she wants to
hang out? Wait. It's almost not quite done. One more
thing. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
One more thing. So I was like, okay, whatever. We'll try again, like next week, even though I don't really want to. I could be just lying again.
Well, it's like by the time you spend so much time having to text her back and shit, like,
yeah,
it's like about as long as
I don't want to waste my time. I like waste so much time texting her and shit. Like, five minutes later, I get a text from her saying, I'm at home right now.
Okay.
And then I get this one minute later, she says, I'm so, so sorry about this. I'm just not allowed out today. Ack.
What?
So again, she made like three different excuses. She said she was tired.
Did she start like sending you random sports stars' names? Bulch might do that. She sounds like him.
Oh my God, Josh Johnson.
Manny Ramirez, I have ADD and can't go out with you.
But it's like this very last thing confused me. She said she was going to, remember earlier she said she was going to go to the mall to pick up like yoga pants and stuff? But then she says at 6:45 she's not allowed out today. But she didn't let me know this earlier.
Like, it sounds like this girl dumped Wiggs and he's bitter about it.
I'm happy.
I think she's a fucking slave.
I am.
You think she's black?
What? What, Justin?
Wow.
How does that make sense to say?
See, we're laughing with Justin.
She's a slave? What?
I like how JC hasn't even tried to defend that comment since he made it. We're just laughing and he's just silent.
We love you, JC.
That comment needs no defending.
JC,
if it makes you feel any better, I'd fuck you before I fuck her.
Mario Andretti.
Don't say that too much to JC. You might get the wrong.
Oh, he hit the post.
Oh shit.
So roundtable. Should Wiggs lose his virginity to this chick, if possible? Neon.
Yeah. I don't see why not. There doesn't seem to be any problems.
She's
average.
I see no reason. Yeah, she's not bad looking, apparently. And if he can manage to get her into... Like, I just don't see the reason not to lose your virginity to this girl. Yeah, I'm not saying... I mean, obviously, she starts, like, getting too clingy, which would happen pretty quick. You know, cut it off.
Don't cancel.
I think this is just a good chance to get that like 30-second shot off, and then you're good to go for the next.
Whether or not I actually did it or not, I'd still be afraid of like her stalking me. That's the thing that I'm like afraid of.
I really wish you had lost it to Atlanta like that.
Fucking
not to beat the dead horse,
you know,
but
and when she said you should come live in Nebraska with me, that was the end of that, pretty much.
X though, do you think Wake should lose his virginity to this girl?
I'd need to see a picture, but I'm really heavily leaning no.
JC?
She'd have to be really hot, huh?
No.
She'd have to be better than average.
JC's probably... I mean, she's probably into handcuffs and shit, you know, since she's a slave, so...
Oh, goodness.
All right, speaking of crazy people, Preston's Tari sighting!
Yes!
What? Okay.
Here's the picture, by the way.
Oh, fuck, we got a picture.
She looks like she's like 40.
No, absolutely not.
Thank
no.
Yes.
Turn her around. Turn her around and I'll do it.
Yeah.
Do what, Ice Hawk?
All right, Preston Starry. So, C-Tus.
So, she's kind of like Asian-ish.
Yeah, that's, just a little bit.
You said that, man.
Red as Vulch.
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's why you had me read it as well.
Didn't you catch that?
Oh man!
No, so much.
Yeah, no, I was on top of it.
Okay.
It was
okay.
All right. Anyway, so C-Test posted, "Hey, a person found my old Facebook profile, and I decided to write a message to him asking why he no longer posts. And now, here, Carl randomly interjects on the chat.
Yes.
She looks so old.
Yeah, she does. Right. That's like one of her younger looking pictures too. Believe it or not."
I'm telling you, turn her around. Not too bad. All right.
Oh, my God. No. Not even.
Turn her around. Nope.
Ice Hawk wants to get fucking stalked by.
Right. Let's do a missionary. No. Let's do a doggy. How's that sound?
I'm okay with doggy.
You know, I just like doggy a lot.
So, yeah, doggy.
Do the dishes
character.
Doing
she just
doggy.
Like doggy a lot. She's like, isn't this your first time?
Isn't it traditional to do like missionary first? I I like doggy porn. So, no,
I like, no, not doggy please, style
no,
porn.
Please, no. Anything but that.
All right. So Preston Starry emailed, he Facebook messaged C-Test back on why he no longer posts here anymore. So let's read this. Well, it's nice to see you again, too. I decided to leave Board 8 on my own, with it being a year or so ago now, because I couldn't find any worthwhile time on my hands to be doing anything on the site anymore. I left in the first place back in January 10 for angering a close friend of mine on the site, Commodore TN, for having a bad day and honestly rushing my time on the site so that I knew from the outside, but not on the inside, I should have been spending on.
What?
This is fun to follow along.
There's...
I want to get to the Pringles thing.
Look at his, like, he has, like, a YouTube video. It's, like, 10 minutes long of him talking.
Yes, it's for his birthday. It's incredible.
Oh, that was...
This week.
After seeing that, I talked some impression. Sorry. Is,
what's
not quite as good as the Buell thing.
I haven't seen it, so otherwise it might help me.
It's in the topic. You can check it out later.
My parents, more of it being my dad, would try telling me not to reason anything on the internet anymore unless it would be to be sharing something personal like Facebook. It's not worth wasting my free time on anymore. Go back to just playing video games and play with those that you know around you, not taking it to a level where you're chatting with people who are like you will never see in your life and forget about in years' time.
Oh, okay.
Why does he go cry to his dad about problems on the internet?
Because he's a fucking slave.
Oh, man. And because I'm a virgin, right, Icehawk?
New best Board 8 insult ever. You're a slave. Oh, Jesus.
Like, after this, I'll play Enslaved Odyssey to the JC.
Oh God, I sucked. That was terrible.
Mr. Canada.
He just ruined it.
It's over.
He didn't ruin it, but I mean,
that. You can't ruin
it. He, like,
that.
Punched it in the face a few times and it survived.
It's like Rocky, you know, it's getting back up on the ninth count. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God bless it. Come on, Nashville.
Since leaving Board 8 around that same time, I try as I might spending some semblance of free time ideas together, yes, what maybe I could be doing, but if falling apart faster before a container of pickles are produced.
That's my favorite paragraph.
Joke, I hate Pringles. They're too processed for me. Lay's certainly give me that smile on during my day. Sour cream and onion, my favorite. It's like
you've got the pound 9829, pound 9829.
Is that like how he laughs? And
it's like the real litanship you have with your ex-girlfriend. You wouldn't know about this, Wiggs. And,
I'm listening.
Preston Starry knows about it, but not you. That's terrible. And you wouldn't want to let it go. And I still feel like B8 is a close home to me that I hold in my arms.
Wow. How romantic.
I probably could go into more detail about it.
Really?
As I slowly insert my cock into Portate's vagina.
Ooh.
I could probably go into more detail about it, but to summarize it all up, this would be for what's up with me being gone for so long, and I will admit, I get upset about missing to see. Until then, I do treat everybody that I have meet there on the site as my friend. Love, and hey, never say never is the real word of the day.
Not a fucking word.
It's three words.
That I know everyone could say they should follow and never let that rain cloud fall down on your parade. I will be back.
Words to live by.
If you like, I wouldn't mind it if you posted this message as a topic on the Board 8, as if they never forgot about me. I didn't think about them. Crazy bus. Oh, my Lord. Where did anything
Wait, crazy bus.
I hope you have a great day, Zetus. I wish to hear more from you soon. And Commodore posted, it's all my fault, guys. I'm so sorry. So.
You see the one of
next day you see next day you sound like the dog from Wacky Races.
What?
Wacky Racers. Oh my lord, where did anybody get that game from?
Did you see his letter to Commodore?
Oh yeah, I do sound like Muttley when I laugh though. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out what was more fucking ridiculous, that or the Wiggs's girl.
That is a debate that could take up an entire show.
That's the survey says.
It's that, man. But survey says we require everyone to listen to the show.
Yeah.
About half the people who I poll don't listen. Yeah. So, all right. So, Neon.
Just ask them. Ask them anyway. Just ask the listeners what's more fucking ridiculous, that Preston Starry message or Wiggs's conversation with the psychopath.
You know, I always get disappointed in the lack of conversation in our topics. It's just usually just the percentages. So, this week, I think people should share their opinions on that.
Yes.
Best opinion wins.
Best opinion wins. Good idea, dude.
I'm going to vote for.
So the survey says, which takes too much effort, I will just give a topic. People can post about it, and whoever has the best opinion wins. Okay.
My name's Ice Hawk. I don't feel like doing survey says this.
Ganon.
You know what are you saying, Neon?
I don't see any.
That could be Lizelle's best chance to get Ganon on the show. He's really working for it, but he's not doing good percentages.
One day, Ganon. One day.
All right. So, big news. Osama's dead, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Or is he?
Bum, bum, bum.
Wham, wham, wham.
Say about Osama.
What?
Yeah, do you have anything to say about Osama?
I'm glad he's dead.
The way you talk sounded like you had more to say.
No, I'm glad he's dead.
No. You mean like America?
Okay, there we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay. So, Osama brought out the best in BA, and everyone was unified in celebration. The end. Yep, that's it. No, it didn't happen.
Nah.
I think Preston Star is more important.
Smurf and Velado said that he's been here for years, just so you guys know.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yep. Serious Biz intro theme contest has been canceled because you all suck.
Oh, by
all
the way.
No, I'm glad about this. I was one of the angrier people. Like, I never wanted Savage to be canceled because there's nothing else that you're going to find that fits better for Serious Business. Than
no doubt. Get loud.
No, it's just, it's like RKO Radio has the Zack Ryder theme and.
Oh, we know.
Tell me everything.
Hold on one sec. Hold on one sec. Did you guys watch the video of Preston's 16th birthday?
No.
We were just talking about it.
It's in the topic.
I watched like 2 minutes of it.
Is it painful?
The first 20 seconds is like, I'm going to show you biological proof that this is me, Preston Starry.
he shows himself. Watch over. And, like,
he sounds like that Sheldon dude from Big Bang Theory. He kind of looks like him, too.
Bazinga! Oh,
I love, like, the Borde is like...
Starry
Bazinga!
Bazinga! Board 8 has got to be like the only place where such a collection of people. I'm just gonna say people.
Of geniuses of talent.
People that KO pose on stolen cards only on Board 8.
I also wanted to point out. I just wanted to jump back real fast. There was a great post in relation to Osama, some random guy on the football board. He said, "Stupid sod. He shouldn't have used his real address on the PlayStation Network."
that was beautiful.
Yes.
And all right.
Facebook. One sec. Let me get her status. It was about Osama. It was like spawned like 70 comments about how stupid she was. Fuck. She deleted it. She talked about like relating Osama's death to like natural disasters in 2012 and how Al Qaeda is gonna like cause natural disasters to end the world.
Who is this?
Star powers combined.
Wait. Who did this?
Some
a chick that
JC's
I know on
friends
Facebook.
With.
Oh, on Facebook. Okay,
it's that Spurs fan, isn't it, JC? They would say something stupid like that.
Nah, different chick.
Mm-hmm. I doubt it. You were trying to protect her because you had a crush on her. I know the truth.
By the way,
dude, she's my best friend now.
Daily Show and Colbert were incredible yesterday. If you didn't watch them.
All right, in other news, that top 10 and top 10 plays of User of the Year has been finished, so check that out.
Neon, I missed what was number one. I have to go look at that.
Number one for not top 10 or top 10?
Both.
Top 10, number one was Sess for playing the game at the right time. And number one, not top 10, was Endgamer for rallying Lefty. Real quality right up.
Number one was Ice Hawk not finishing the project. Oh, wait. That's an it's a paradox.
You can't.
Exactly.
I just finished that project.
Yeah, but that's the joke. It's a paradox. Because if Ice Hawk is number one, hilarious. Then you never finish it. But you did finish it.
That's such a funny joke. All right.
I know, isn't it? Right?
Number one.
Right?
Number one for Yo Blazer must have been Ice Hawk on New Year's Eve, at least.
Yo Blazer got his on, like, number three top 10 was his for his speech, right? Speech that I read. I gave myself credit. All right.
You would.
Other news of Ice Hawk.
Yo Blazer was, like, a favorite. Like, not necessarily the favorite, but he was, like, a top 5 or 10 favorite. Was that Chester, or was that JC?
Is that fucking turkey vulture?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I think that's the girl. Shit.
Oh, man. Wiggs is getting a live call on Serious Business from this chick.
No, I meant that noise. Sorry to disappoint.
Oh, all right. Oh, I got you.
Sorry to disappoint.
In other Ice Hawk news, I have started watching One Piece again. So
good call. What episode are you on?
I'm back. I'm already up to episode 11.
Wow. You are so far behind.
I know. But I'm not doing my usual write-ups until I get back to the point I was at. So it's moving a lot quicker.
Episodes?
Where were you at?
I was at like one. I had just. They had just recruited that one chick that was the bad guy.
What?
They had just finished the number people.
Nico Robin, okay.
Yeah. So I just got in like her. And then there's a filler arc, and it was. I think that's.
Skip the filler arcs.
Well, there was a filler arc, and then Naruto just got into a filler arc, so, like, yeah, it was bad timing, so I just kind of stopped.
Pokemon versus Yu-Gi-Oh! Back on hiatus.
Yeah, I wasn't getting very into that, not gonna lie. Alright. A pretty interesting read this week, but you should search around in the chat. They'll have a link for it. I'm not going to post it in the podcast topic because I don't know if it's, like, moddable. But there's a mod board topic revealed by a mod who is demodded now, detailing their discussions over the fantasy baseball board. And it was a pretty interesting read. Like, you see some users actually, like, are interested in common sense, and then you have mods like Raptor LC who are garbage. Yeah, so if you want to see how some certain mods view users, it's a pretty interesting read. Red 13 lost the main appearance, and he was pretty good in that topic.
Wait, what topic? Where?
It was a mod discussion board topic. It was revealed on the baseball board. Detailing. Do you remember the whole fantasy baseball controversy?
Yeah, I went over there and raised hell about that for a little while and got warned for a little bit because of it.
Yeah, so that. The mod discussion about that is posted, and yeah, you can really see how garbage some mods are and how good some mods are.
No, it's taking a couple mods down, right, Exa? Like, Tiza loves Barry B.
Yeah, right. Fuck that bitch. Yeah. Tez, fuck Tez.
Yeah.
I fucking found her within 5 minutes, had her picture, had her name, real-life address. I RKO'd that bitch's dog, too.
Okay, this is big news. Dark X came back for one night.
Maybe drunk.
Yeah, he was wasted about Osama being killed. So he posted, Dark X is back! Just for tonight, though, because I'm drunk in celebration! After tonight, I'm going back to being away from this port, so ask me anything now, guys. Bye. Icon, are you gone yet? Dark X, Yax.
Oh man.
Rhymes with Gex. By the way, I have apologized to hurt you, but I don't really care if you accept that or not. I'm back. I'm going to pick up my Save the Nintendo characters from where I left let off.
I've just been saving Persona characters in that topic.
Wait, oh, is he actually back?
Search Justin? Nintendo. He's okay. Admiral Zephyr.
Okay, because he said at the end, I'm back for good now. But I wasn't sure if it was just like wasted talk or if he was serious.
Nah, he said he drank 4 Mike's Hard, so.
He was definitely wasted.
Tim Jab, oh my god. Dark Axe. Tim Jab, Let's just make peace. I never really thought of you as a jerk. Tim Jab. Nah, I'm good. Dark X. Okay, sorry then. Well, that was an awkward exchange.
Then he's like, four Mike's Hards, and Tim Jab was like, LOL.
Here's what he drank. Two Bud Lights, Lutz. It's spelled as Lutz. Four Mike's Hards, and three shots of Captain's. Now I'm watching DVDs of Family Guy. American Dad suckers.
The best thing is that like 95% of the posts in this topic are Dark X.
Yeah.
Himself talking to himself.
The best thing is 95% of these posts are better than anything he posts anyway.
Look, I'm quitting my old job, but I'm still going to have drinks with the people from my old job like I did last weekend. But not tonight. Tonight was just in celebration of America. Yeah. Screw the other countries. America's number one. Ladies and gentlemen.
USA.
Dark X and Neon get along
Reaper.
Well.
Fuck yeah.
Remember the time I was complaining because Squirtle wasn't catchable in Platinum?
I missed this.
Dark X, I've missed you guys, even the ones I didn't particularly like. I've never held anything against anyone. I've just been, oh god, why did the Y censor 201 on the South Park season 14 DVD? They're stupid.
You know too.
You know this has convinced me to come back. I'm sorry I left, and I'm sorry I was rude to everyone in the first place.
Why
Tim Jab.
So censoring South Park made him come back, according to him.
Oh. Why did the Y?
I don't know. I don't know what that meant, but looks like with JC's link here, if you're interested in talking to Dark X, he's back, and he has a. If you search Nintendo, you'll find his return. How exciting! In other news, you had some tag team contest with video game characters and users, and he stuffed it so Dante/Dante would win. Congrats, Art U. let's move on
just
to
like
games. Sony Online lost credit card stuff. Wiggs, you got the details?
Yeah, you're talking about the SOE thing, which apparently was they lost another like 20,000 that they reported. But it turns out it was just part of the original attack that they, like, didn't know happened in the first place. So it's not like it was actually a second attack. It was just something more that they didn't know about, basically.
Yeah.
It sounds like ISOC is gone. So I guess that people are either taking this that, like, oh, well, you know, this is, like, now a week ahead of time where Sony didn't report it. And it's even more... card info that could be on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Where was Icehawk trying to go with this? Like,
I don't know. I guess he wanted me to. I guess he's got to take care of Chester a bit here. And I guess Sony says it'll be up within by the end of the week.
It's not up. I thought.
Damn well,
they keep saying that. They keep saying it.
Kez said it was supposed to be up by today, and I know it wasn't up today because I know it's not.
I didn't see that. I know. They keep saying by the end of the week, but we're not gonna put it up unless we're sure that it's safe.
Well,
you know, but
didn't where does okay? I'm looking for Board 8. I'm pretty sure he had a press conference, and they said.
Everything I saw said in the end of the week.
No, in the press conference they just said yeah this week. They never said any specific day.
I could have sworn it said Tuesday.
That was
that's
me
not
to the girl.
No, shut up, Wiggs. No, but I thought because Swift had told me something about it being up today, and I know it wasn't up today because he was online when I got home, and he would have been playing Metal Gear Online.
There was a rumor that it was up in Japan, but they said that wasn't true. Maybe that's.
This is terrible for Sony.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I mean, this is.
I mean, what they're offering is nice, but it's not gonna like draw enough people back. They're offering a PSN Plus for 30 days.
What the fuck does that even do?
What, PSN Plus?
Seriously, yeah, it means nothing. Like,
yeah, nothing.
You get it for a month, and then they take everything that you downloaded with it away after it's over with. And it's like, spoilers, you got to buy this for real if you want to continue using the stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, according
like
to Heroic
downloads.
Mario, anyways.
No.
I mean, I don't know because I don't use or plan to use PSN Plus, but at this point, like, so glad that I pay for Xbox Live and crap like this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't. To be fair, okay, your PIMs are crap anyways.
Yeah, what you pay for.
I mean, I wouldn't be so, like, if my credit card information hadn't possibly been compromised, then I wouldn't be so upset about this, but.
But it was. That's in that.
It's a good thing I just had a prepaid credit card, so now they think they have my credit card info, but there's literally nothing on it.
Yeah, I've got all these alerts set up and everything, so I feel safe for now, at least. I'm more worried about, like, identity theft and shit like that than credit card theft, because if someone uses your credit card, you can just, like, see it online and be like, oh, hey, this is not me, you know, yeah, it's not my card.
I hate Chester so much.
See, dogs are fucking terrible. I almost killed mine and I was so angry.
You are KO'd
him. You almost KO'd him.
Like,
kill Dan Revolver Syndro.
No, like, killed. Like, done a
threw
actual
out into a field
move. Like a yeah, I almost drove his ass out into a field and pissed on him. That's how angry he made me earlier.
Zero.
Jesus Christ, I hate dogs. I'm never getting another dog. But anyways.
So you guys talked about the Sony stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We're just kind of bitching about it, basically.
Yeah, so did you guys say you would put your info with Sony again?
No.
I'll put fake info, like, on it if I need to put something there. And I'll just buy prepaid cards if I want to buy shit online.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of people are just going to be, like, buying tons of prepaid cards rather than...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I did anyways.
XP, I only watched this week. Last week, Outland, Trouble Witch is Neo, and Ninja Jump came out.
Ninja Jump.
They all sound awful.
Oh, fuck you, JC.
I thought Outland sounded pretty good.
Yeah, Outland's awesome. Ninja Jump was kind of like average platform. I wasn't a fan. It's only $5, but it didn't even seem worth it. Trouble Witches Neo seemed like a pretty below average shmup. Wasn't a fan. Outland, downloadable game of the year so far, and my number two game overall. So it is awesome. It's got Metroid elements. It's got Ikaruga elements. It's got everything. It's awesome. It's definitely worth trying out the demo. It's got the platforming elements, but with the Ikaruga elements, it, like, makes
Cookie.
It.
No, this Outland. Yeah,
I'm watching
really
an Outland
cool,
gameplay video. Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, and what were you gonna say about Outland?
Sounds awesome, Chester. You wanna go for a walk?
No, fuck you. Shut up.
Break.
Coming out tomorrow is Moondiver and Bangai OHD. Moondiver's alright for PSN, and I heard it's not that good.
It's already Bangai up on PSN? What? How's that?
Well, it was up on PSN. He's, like, trying to put down the door now, because he's just going to go wake up my parents again and, like, whine at me. Bangai OHD looks like a crazy shmup, but it seems like a little too chaotic for my liking. JC, what do you think of the Outland video?
It's looking pretty boss right now.
Fuck yeah. Once PSN comes back, it's definitely worth picking up, I think. So, yeah, I definitely recommend you all try out the demo if you're an Xboxer.
It'll be cheaper with PSN Plus.
for a month.
Also announced in the past week, Portal 2 DLC is coming out this summer, and it will be free. Yay. May releases. Are you guys excited for any of them? Brink's coming
out. LA Noir.
Yeah, LA Noir, definitely.
What is LA Noir?
Noir. It's the next Rockstar game. Basically,
like
a story.
Detective in the 50s.
It's basically, yeah, I've heard it compared to a mature Phoenix Wright.
Oh, that's actually sounds really cool.
And there's more, like, except more of an emphasis on interrogation also, rather than just gathering clues and using them.
Yeah, like, they set up a bunch of cameras and, like, took realistic facial expressions of real people, so you have to actually, like, look at how their face reacts to the questions you ask and see if they're lying and shit.
That sounds like Apollo Justice with the break.
Sounds like a good idea, but we'll see how the execution is, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's Rockstar, so you know.
I mean, like, when it sucked in Apollo Justice.
Dude, they got guy who, like, who plays Walter Bishop on Fringe. That's boss enough.
They also have, is that the same Mad Men dude?
I think so.
Yeah, the one of the lead guys on Mad Men is the lead character, and, like, just from the clips I've seen, every trailer you watch of the game, like, wow, that looks like a sweet movie trailer, you know? It looks really cool. Like, damn it, this was the confession we needed.
They had a gameplay thing at a freaking film festival.
That's how, like a film festival. It's, they displayed it there, like, the people were so impressed with the game, just, like, the film-like qualities that they displayed it there, so.
Was this at the Vail Film Festival?
No, the Tribeca one.
Oh, okay.
I think it's hosted by, like, Al Pacino or someone else like that.
Being May also means it's 1 month away till Duke Nukem Forever.
Oh, God. Yeah, apparently it's done developing.
It's coming.
Yep.
Apparently. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Kind of like Osama being dead. Yeah. Kind of like that.
The second time
I won't believe it until I see pictures.
Duke Nukem Forever is a bigger deal than Osama bin Laden's death.
But yeah, I think people should pay attention to Brink. It looks like a really cool multiplayer shooter, and it's kind of floating under the radar right now, but all the reviews say it's phenomenal.
Really? Another multiplayer shooter?
Really?
I just played Black Ops for the first time a couple weeks ago.
What'd you think?
And I didn't hate it.
It's hard at first, because, like, especially if you're used to playing, like, Halo or something.
Well, I mean, I'm not, so but the reason I found it difficult is because I was trashed. And we went online immediately without me knowing the controls. So for like the first 30 rounds, I just got killed like immediately every time I respawned. And then I learned how to throw grenades and I started doing that. And I think I killed a couple people.
Modern Warfare 2.
Maybe.
All right. Speaking of my annoying dog Chester, on a side note, the game Chester by Aga still needs $1,200 with 19 days to go. So be sure to help him out if you can. Search Chester. 19 days ago, 1,200. They've gotten 1,800 so far, but yeah, they're definitely going to need more to get to that goal. All right. Let's skip random conversation again this week.
Yep.
Because I think we're running long. Winners and losers, now with points. You can assign, everyone who's on the show each week can assign up to 3 winners and 3 losers, and they get a point or a negative point, obviously depending. And so listen in each week to see if you are getting points. My winners this week, C-Tus for getting the Preston goods. Frock, because he's been going strong since his return, and he's now making topics to help relief efforts. I appreciate charity. And I've enjoyed Tranny's Outland hype this week, so I'm giving him a point. Losers this week, Smurf, Vlado, and Dark Axe. Smurf and Vlado for the Bin Laden stuff, and Dark Axe for returning. All right. Anyone else have any winners and losers they want to share? Neon.
Yeah, Vlado, Smurf, and the third one's kind of tricky, a little up in the air, but I think we're going to go with Moogle Koopo.
For losers?
Yeah.
Moogle was being pretty whiny in the chat.
He is.
That was a live loser happening in progress.
Yeah. Neon, you took what I was going to say.
You have when you can repeat.
Winner would be
me.
Get a good beak. I get a good
Cokes beak. For supporting the Bruins.
Oh, fuck
Philly.
Ice Hawk for supporting a team that beat the Yankees tonight.
Ew.
Ooh.
And
bullshit. Tigers suck.
And
fun never making the playoffs again ever.
I suck. I won money for you on the Tigers game. I bet on them.
Nice. Anyway, sorry. Continue, Neon.
Just looking around here real quick. We'll go with Icon. Why not?
Sure, why not? Actually, you have some winners and losers.
Let's see. Winners this week. I'm going to give C-Test points for getting us that awesome Preston Starry conversation. We'll go with Wiggs for being himself and walking into these hilarious situations. And go with myself for getting all A's this semester at school while working 25 hours a weekend and posting far too much on Board 8. So that's a good one for me. And losers, Dark X for returning. I don't know, this is kind of a win, but it's also kind of a lose. But Sephiroth G for his first post after the Bin Laden reveal was thanking George W. Bush for
Hey, don't spoil the one post winners.
Oh, well, that was a one post? No,
yeah.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Literally,
the one
right
post
here.
Is the one with 155,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
A different topic.
Okay, well, I mean, because I know I posted in the other one.
This one, I have a different one that's one post, so anyway.
Okay, good. Well, I should go post in it now. And I had someone else. Oh, yeah, Gaiga for being just terrible user. He's, what did XIC say? He was, like, diabolically awful. I think that's that sums it up pretty good.
All right, Wiggs, let's run through these quick.
Yeah, I got Anagram and MWC for after Chris posting some more updates in the Doom topic, they started like arguing about like dumb shit. Like, yo, Doom should fight Mewtwo, and like, oh, he'd beat him, but no, he's not. You're dumb. You're stupid. And like, no, but Mew's powerful. And like, it was like, oh my god, guys, shut up. Stop ruining the topic. And also, loser is Link the Midget because he's Link the Midget. Winners, I like I Am Dead 7 because he posted that pretty cool picture of Obama and crew, like watch a picture of them watching the live video raid like as it went down, and you can see like Obama, he's all like crazy serious and stuff, and Biden looks like he's watching a baseball game, and it's kind of a it's in a very interesting picture. And I guess winner can also be Exa for getting all A's during a 25-hour
Wait, hey, I finished not top 10, top 10 this week.
And I talk for finishing his not 10, top 10.
JC, you got winners and losers.
I actually didn't spend any time thinking about winners, so I'll just stick with losers.
AKA Wang Vicious.
Shut up.
Slaves of the week.
I was the first thing. First thing I was.
Why is that the first thing that came to your mind? No. I just, I'm so bad.
No.
Hold on. Rilo, Heroic Palmer, and Thunder Chief.
Okay, no, but the first thing I was actually gonna say was that Wiggs's girl is the first loser because she's a fucking slave.
Sure, I'm on board with that.
Second loser is Wanglicious for wasting 6 hours of pretty much like everyone's time in Mercs because you retconned everything because you forgot to check a fucking email. And then third loser is Buffalo Nugget for being Buffalo Nugget.
That's Gaga. That's Gaga.
Is it?
Oh.
All right.
Well, and either
no
way,
winners?
Loser.
No winners, JC?
Let's go with Aga for getting closer to Chester being done.
He's been releasing some cool stuff almost every day, like new trailers and stuff.
KP for replacing Ed Bellis. And
wait, replacing him for what? VGM?
Yeah, pretty much.
Was that just for a day or two or what?
Man, those burps recently. Those burps are really serious.
I know.
And yeah, let's go with CTES.
All right, CTES probably
the big winner of the week is President Obama.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to one post winners.
Oh man, it's George Bush.
Bro Obama.
One post winners. All right, there's 10. There's literally 10. This is the Osama edition of one post winners. All right, first off, no name 999. Why do the Democrats hate America? Obama is weak on foreign policy. Oh well. Now, I am dead. I am dead 7. Democrats are weak on terror and national security. No text. Why didn't they post on each other's topics? Similar beliefs. All right. This is a good one. This is from Wiku. At first, I thought the headline said Obama dead. I'm not sure what my reaction was.
Oh.
Go Wiku.
This one's from Grand Kirby. So now we all have to worry about is Osama's plane, clone, and robot duplicate. I mean, Hitler got all those things to try and strike back. So we have to assume Osama might have them. We can't let our guard down. This is from Kakashi during this whole Osama mania. Nominate Counter-Strike for the next games contest. Get to it.
Oh.
Let's see. Contest stats and discussion, part 997 by Ulti. Kinda early given it's off season, but I wanted to make sure Leon's thing got added into the first post.
Are you gonna read the whole thing?
No.
Creative names but contest site, all things contest. www.gamefickiescontest.com. Right. Board name wiki, lots of useful contest and board information.
This one's from Baron Fontoast. Osama. Thought I'd make a new thread rather than posting one of the 10 existing threads. Thanks, Baron. This one's from Sef G.
I get it. He was being sarcastic.
Saddam Hussein, 150,000 murders.
That has 3 posts, excuse me?
They must have happened before.
JC posted it 5 minutes ago.
Oh, you're a douche. Saddam Hussein, 150,000 murders. Bin Laden, 5,000 murders. Thank God for G.W. Bush for putting an end to those who committed over 155,000 murders. This one's from Chris. You want me to be a dick at the moment? Okay, I can do that. RKO's ulti. Sharpshooter's FFD. Stunner's Forceful Dragon. Spear's Coax. Pepsi Plunge Dante. Thanks, Chris. This one's from Megawin Evil. I made a character battle 2006 fanfic where Amy Rose was an abuser who beat Sonic every time she had the opportunity. This made Cosmos go all out on her, killing Amy for good. Cosmos only didn't destroy the world, though, because there were 100% indestructible force powers protecting anyone from the crossfire.
Why does this guy exist?
Where do you guys find this stuff? This is, I mean, holy crap. I can't believe that some of this gold purges before anyone gets a chance to see it.
I know.
That's why we're here.
This one's from Mr. Smart Guy to close us out. Remember the football player that committed suicide in February to be studied? Results are in. Turns out he had moderately advanced brain damage.
What football player was it?
150,000 killed in African earthquake. One post.
Thanks. I love those kind of one posts. All right.
Dave Jorson, it says.
Instead of survey says this week, post in the topic saying which is more ridiculous, Wiggs's soon-to-be girlfriend slash fuck buddy or Preston Starry. Which is more ridiculous? Make compelling points, and you could be the next guest host, like JC here. JC.
Yeah.
JC, once again.
You could be the next slave.
You have contributed to this podcast in so many ways, JC. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No probs.
Poor JC. I don't know why he still comes on here sometimes.
Well, he didn't get laughed at the whole time just for being here.
That's true. At least we had a reason this time.
Slave. She's a slave. That is like, no one thinks of that as like.
Make the railroad. Come on.
Wiggs, thank you for your time.
Did you see this Nicktoons MLB thing?
I saw.
Oh my god, it's got like SpongeBob and Vader Zim and other guys pitching to like Matt Holliday and Andre Ethier and Robinson Cano all in the same game.
SpongeBob versus A-Rod, epic battle. Exa, I'm going to the Tigers game tomorrow, Exa, and I'm going to watch Max Scherzer beat up on your asses.
Max Scherzer is hilarious. He looks fucking retarded.
He's so dumb.
You realize Victor Martinez is going to be back in the lineup tomorrow?
Oh, I'm terrified.
I bet you are. No, you're more terrified of Scott Sizemore.
Who's that guy that fucking... Oh, man. He hit 2 home runs last night.
Alex Avila, my favorite Tiger.
Yeah, I'm more afraid of that guy. He's got really good swing. I don't know. It's hard for me to be afraid of the Detroit Tigers. So
I put Miguel Cabrera.
Good luck, I guess. I actually kind of hope they. Do you go to a lot of Tigers games, Ice Hawk?
I have a 6-pack this year, but that's it.
Okay, because like it would. I've never been to a Yankees game where they lost, and I can imagine it would suck pretty bad. So I hope that it like it's an exciting game and they lose.
Fuck you.
That's the best you're gonna get, cause
dude, Scott Sizemore and Victor Martinez back to back, you're screwed.
Yeah, Freddy Garcia is gonna just shit all over them.
Dude, you guys are like 0-2 against Max Scherzer. You can't handle him.
Didn't we lose like in the opening series to Max Scherzer, but like our bullpen blew it up? Yeah. Colon came in to do bullpen work and lost that game, I think.
And Scherzer's god. Anyway,
Fuck off. Who the Red Sox?
Thank you for your time.
Ugh.
He was waiting so long for us to finish that baseball conversation so he could play his clip.
America! Oh, God.
All right, time to beat Chester's ass.
This is why I hate... Hey, leave some for me.
Yeah. Puppy punting.
Dude, I need to find video editing software. I need to release. There's gonna be something on Board 8 soon that will just shake the earth.
It will blow the world.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. kind of
stop
like
recording.
No. All right, I'm reminding you all as always. Fuck bitches, win parties, beat dogs' asses.
Stay away from crazy chicks.
No, it's lick asses, win user of the year.
And don't be a slave. I hate you. RKO rules.
All right, no, stop right now, faggot.
RKO sucks.
No. Liar.
I'm gonna snap Chester's neck right now.
Wow!
Good. Save me the trouble.
RKO Radio sucks.
Fuck you!